This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmers Edge. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
Keep your soil in-state with Iowa local Farmers Edge Laboratories. Interested in trying a new laboratory? Contact Farmers Edge to take advantage of their new customer pricing and learn about their volume discounts and fast turnaround times. Did they mention free recommendations with every report? Take advantage of this special offer by contacting 888-576-6777 and mention the special offer, or visit www.farmersedge.ca/USA lab to learn more. Soil test with the best. Farmers Edge Laboratories, located in Grimes, Iowa.
Export sales have turned around now, as we saw great new crop sales again this week. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said these numbers are exactly what we want to see right now.
Yeah, absolutely wonderful sales for the corn and beans here. 1.5 million tons of corn, actually just shy of 1.5 for corn, and just shy of 2.7 million tons for new crop beans. So very, very good sales. This is a record for this particular week for new crop bean sales. This would be the largest new crop corn sales in 14 years for this particular week. So this is exactly the type of demand we want to see. We obviously know that we're behind on the soybean side of things, but this is going a long way to start helping to catch us up. We are behind by about 30% on new crop bookings, but the way things are going, we should be able to, if they continue, we should be able to catch up fairly soon.
McBride said that increased demand has really been showing through in the flash sale totals.
Corn, beans. We had a flash sale of sorghum this morning to China. So this is the demand we want to see. This is when we need to see it, because as we start to look out towards October, it does look like we're starting to narrow that price advantage we have over Brazil at this point. So when we look at the soybean side of things, corn is fine. That's no big deal. But on the soybean side of things, in September, it looks like we've got about a $14 price advantage from Brazil, and then it narrows down to about $6.
For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.